formed by the first bubbles of the cooling earth. Here Kronos, thousands of centuries before, a short time in the life of a god, had pent up other monsters, the one-eyed Cyclopes and the hundred-handed ones. Zeus unshackled these ugly cousins and led them against the Titans. There was a great rushing and tumult in the skies. The people on Earth heard mighty thunder and saw mountains shatter. The Earth quaked, and tidal waves rolled as the gods fought. The Titans were tall as trees, and old Kronos was a crafty leader. He attacked fiercely, driving the young gods before him. But Zeus had laid a trap. Halfway up the slope of Olympus, he whistled for his cousins, the hundred-handed ones, who had been lying in ambush. They took up huge boulders, 100 each, and hurled them downhill at the Titans. The Titans thought the mountain itself was falling on them. They broke ranks and fled. The young goat god Pan was shouting with joy. Later he said that it was his shout that made the Titans flee. That is where we get the word panic. Now the young gods climbed to Olympus, took over the castle, and Zeus